Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam goes into a lot of detail in the book about Adam, talking about when Adam existed, where Adam existed, and how to make sense of the Quran and the Bible on Adam and Eve. And he gives the biology of it, the genetics of it, and looking at the archaeological evidence and the migration of people and the spark of civilization that was in Sumeria, Mesopotamia, that was a huge leap in human civilization, writing, and these developments in that society. And the so in the book, he talks about Adam, and he, and a lot of what he says, the Imam al-Islam, he has a web or a Facebook page, and he asked people many questions about Adam to have people think about this question and ask yourself, my history of Adam, I remember very clearly when I was a child, and we would go to church every Sunday, and my parents said something like, you know, I'll give you a quarter or a nickel if you can tell me what the sermon was about after, on the way home. So I had a little incentive to pay some attention because it was pretty boring most of the time. But the so I started listening to what they were saying. I was very young, and I remember it distinctly. And I asked on the way home when I was talking about this, and I asked this question, and I was, I guessing, 7 years old, something like that. And I asked my parents, if you have Adam and Eve, and they have sons, who did their sons marry? And it was just a question that I don't think anybody wants to answer. Nobody wants to answer this question. And so, because if you ask the Christian and Muslim scholars, essentially they'll say that brothers married sisters. And that's about as good as they can give for an explanation. And they'll go into these details of why it is that that's not as disgusting as it sounds, and why it is perfectly normal, apparently. But, you know, I think any thinking human being is going to think something just doesn't make sense here. And so the Imam al-Islam talks about human evolution. He talks about the first human. He talks about Adam. And he talks about the Quran passage. You have this vicegerent of Allah, the Khalifatullah, and you have this soul, and the difference between the soul, what is the soul, what is a spirit, what's a soul, and then you have the human being and the connection of the soul to the human being. And one of the biggest mistakes that people make in terms of understanding this is to mix up passages that have to do with the spirit world or souls and the physical material world of Earth. And so you have this idea that I think most religious people have this idea that Adam just poof, he appears one day. That one day there is no Adam, and the next day poof, he's there. And then poof, there's Eve. And that's not so crazy. But when you get to their children and who they marry, that's when it starts quickly falling apart. And so the Imam alayhi salam, and everybody should read this if they really want to understand what he says about this, because he goes into great detail presenting the evidence. He's not just explaining this. He presents the narrations. He presents what Christians say about this. He presents what Muslim scholars say about this. He presents what the archaeological evidence is. He presents the passage from the Quran about Cain and Abel, Qabil and this murder that took place, and this burying. And he links this burial to human beings and where the archaeological evidence and when the archaeological evidence of burial took place. So he does a meticulous type of explanation to support what he's saying about when Adam existed, where Adam existed, what was the society that Adam existed amongst, and what it is that proves that this is the most solid understanding of this topic. I don't want to give it away. His book is really one of these things that you can read and you'll have so many moments that you'll just say, wow, I never even knew that before, never heard that before. And things that are either related to a religious book or related to historical, archaeological type of evidence. And that's a very, very important part of the book, is the story of Adam, that I think most people don't aren't able to discuss. Adam is like a mythical figure, I think, for most people, because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Poof, he's there. Children marry each other. Mankind begins. And he goes into the DNA evidence. He goes into the sociological, evolutionary evidence that shows whether incest is a natural thing or an unnatural thing. And it's quite an amazing explanation.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.